multiculturalism is essentially about a fair go for everyone. It sounds extremely innocent. It seems hard to understand on the surface then why anyone would consider it threatening. Yet it has been seen as a threatening policy.
Their aims are simple: to destroy our heritage for theirs, to cast out hope for fear, and crush the spirit, manhood, and youthful pride of our nation.
It wasn't so long ago when we had a provision that mixed race people, if they were to come into Australia, had to prove that they were at least 75% European. And the way they had to prove it, they had to bring along to the interview genealogies that showed that three of their grandparents were European. And race has been an issue in this country for a long, long time.
Forgetting simply does not work. Wishful amnesia is no protection.
The very first act of the new federal government in 1901 was the Immigration Restriction Act, which was basically instituted a White Australia policy. The next act was an act to do with Pacific Islanders who had come to work here as slaves, basically, for them to be repatriated. In 1902, the next act was the Franchise Act, which barred Aborigines from voting at the Commonwealth level. I mean, we've got to understand the history.
Wake up, Australia. Can't you see the warning lights, the danger signal? Why sleep in the past? Get out of your bed of apathy. Don't you realise what we're fighting for? Have you lost your love of freedom?
The whole discussion about integration is what these ethnics are going to do to actually become Australians, but not what we need to do as a society.